This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for Friday, September 7, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 8. It says there, "I brought you to the land of Amorites who lived east of the Jordan. They fought against you, but I gave them into your hands. I destroyed them before you, and you took possession of their land." End of quote. Joshua, who was the successor to Moses, brought Israelites into the land of promise by conquering the cities and people who lived there before. Then Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel in a place called Shechem. He summoned the elders, leaders, judges, and officials of Israel, and they all stood in the presence of the Lord God. Then Joshua said to the people this. He said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says." And then he gave a small historical background from their ancestors, Terah, the father of Abraham. He was a worshipper of idols and lived beyond the Euphrates River. Then in verse 8, Joshua said our today's insight. The Lord God said, "I brought you to the land of the Amorites who lived east of the Jordan. They fought against you, but I gave them into your hands. I destroyed them before you, and you took possession of their land." End of quote. Beloved, this statement has many profound meanings packed inside it. When God made an unconditional covenant with Abraham in Genesis 15:13-16, God already foretold Abraham this, that "know for certain that for 400 years your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own, and then they will be enslaved there and mistreated there. In the fourth generation, your descendants will come back here, for the sin of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure." End of quote. Did you notice the last verse that the Lord God said to Abraham? "For the sin of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure." In short, Lord's deliverance of Israelites from the slavery in Egypt and their entrance into the promised land were all pre-planned by God in his foreknowledge, and it happened exactly at the time of the sin of the Amorites reached its full measure. Israelites captured the cities and slaughtered people mercilessly when God brought them into the promised land that God promised to Abraham. Don't you agree 400 years is a long time? And God was patient and long-suffering toward the iniquities of the Amorites who occupied their land. God in heaven endured, and he was patient toward the Amorites even though they lived wickedly and they were fully immersed in idol worship and dishonored the living and true God in heaven. God gave time and time again for repentance. However, they multiplied their wickedness and idol worship system with all its immoralities. Now ripe time for God's wrath came. Now God said to the leaders of Israel in our today's verse, this is what the Lord God said, "I brought you into the land of the Amorites who lived in the east of the Jordan. They fought against you, but I gave them into your hands. I destroyed them before you, and you took possession of their land." You see, God says he did the destruction because he performed justice after a long suffering and perseverance of 400 years. Beloved, may we never take God's patience lightly. Bible says in 2 Peter 3:9, this is what it says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." End of quote. A solemn warning from the Bible based on historical and verifiable facts that God takes sins seriously. If you are living in sin with no repentance and confession toward God, you may think all is well around you. However, God's wrath and judgment day is coming pretty soon. Beloved, God is patient and long-suffering toward us. He is the God who loves and has mercy and compassion toward all people. He is the Creator God, and Bible says in Acts chapter 17 that he wants us to turn from worthless things like man-made idols and turn to the only living God in heaven, who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. He has shown his kindness toward Amorites who occupied the land and to all of us by giving rains from heaven and crops in their seasons. He provided plenty of foods and filled the hearts with joy, hoping we will come to our senses by knowing one true God and believe in his Son, Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the world. You know, Bible says in the book of Psalms chapter 2, this is what it says, kiss his Son or he will be angry and your way you will be destroyed, for his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all those who take refuge in him. Let me read that again. Kiss his Son or he will be angry and your way you will be led to destruction, for his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. End of quote. Did you notice God's wrath on the wickedness of the people and nations can flare up in a moment? Where are we going to hide at God's wrath time? Today is the time of repentance and salvation, the Bible declares. There is only one safe place from God's wrath, and there is the only one single way to be saved from God's judgment over sins, and that is by taking refuge in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus Christ paid for your sins and shed his divine blood. He was buried and then rose again from the dead, proving victory over sin and death. Beloved, if you come and accept him as your Savior and Lord, he will cover your sins with his precious blood and will grant you eternal life. Either we face God's judgment or his Son's blood protects us from God's judgment. What would you choose? Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I do not want to face the judgment of God over my sins and wrongdoings. I believe Jesus Christ died for my sins and rose again. Thank you for talking to me today, Lord. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord now. Please save me and grant me your love, grace, mercy, forgiveness, and eternal life in heaven with you. In the name of Christ I pray. Amen. May the love and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.